Ooh, what's up, pizzas? It is that time of year again. We are well into fall, and Video Game Bang is bringing to you a funky, fresh, new episode of the Video Game Bang podcast brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And we have an exciting show. We're kind of going back. I mean, we had a lot of excitement over the weekend with Freddie Wong, and last week we did some great interviews with some awesome indie developers. Go back, listen to those shows if you haven't already. They are must-see podcasts. This week, it's going to be more toned down. Three amigos. It's Aaron Carter, myself, David Ng. Just kind of chilling out, talking about the latest and greatest in the video game news world. If you haven't already, please, please, please go follow us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. That's where we do most of our socializing. We like to hear from you guys. We want to do more giveaways and stuff, so once we get some more feedback going through that avenue, we will definitely make it worth your while. Other than that, just keep it locked on NerdReactor.com for all the updates and articles we got coming out. So much to talk about this week. I hope you really enjoy your stay at
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? My fall weather pizzas this time. Video Game Bang here, back in your life. And we're rocking the ones and twos with the three-man cruise. First, but definitely not the least, is my co-host. You know him. You love him. At least that's the idea. His name is Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody? I created that "what's up everybody" first before anybody else on the internet. There you go.
If we were characters from Super Smash Brothers, the new version, Aaron would be the villager.
That's highly incorrect.
You got dead eyes.
Do you have that? Is that what you're playing?
Yeah, that's what I'm playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Captain Falcon in that game?
Yeah, but I haven't unlocked him yet.
Clearly, I would be Captain Falcon.
I haven't unlocked him yet, so you can't.
Wow.
Also joining us on this three-man version of the show, back from exile in Salinas, California, David Ng.
Hello.
Wow, you were gone forever, it feels like. That was like 2 weeks.
I was gone for like 9 days.
That's like
2 weeks.
That was
like a long time, yeah.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah, like twice, someone would say, "Where's David been?"
And we'd have to twice. I was asked about twice.
In 9 days, that's pretty damn good.
That is, yeah.
If we were characters from Super Smash Brothers, he would be Marth.
Okay.
Noble.
That's
strong.
That's cool, I guess, yeah.
I'm your host, Mario, and
wow.
We have a lot to get to.
You're more like...
Not Dr. Mario.
Princess Peach. Remember? Princess Cory. Yes, even Mario himself is gone.
Oh, coming back to haunt me already. How did I know? I didn't even register to me that Aaron was a girl's name. Or I would have had a switch.
Because it's so masculine.
No,
whenever
it's
you think
not.
Of it,
don't give me that. It's just that
it's
I've
so
had
masculine.
To know, I've had to grow up with knowing that Corey was either one. So I was just like, oh, yeah.
I've grown up the same way, but I've never thought of it as a girl's name. I've always thought as a male's name first. Then women can have it.
I've known.
And you know the other reason why is because my name is spelled differently than the female version.
Yeah, well,
it's
so
true.
Is mine.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't have an E. People always assume there's an E in my name. No, there's not.
That's how mine autocorrects whenever I'm spelling your name.
Well, if you guys haven't been following us for very long, you should know that we are brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? You can go there, see articles written by other very talented writers about a host of different topics. Click that podcast tab and you'll find our show. You can also follow us on Stitcher, iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, just about anywhere you can find podcasts. And if we're not there, you let me know and I will make sure we get there for your listening pleasure. Last show was pretty big for us as I think you could safely say he was our biggest guest. Freddie Wong joined us for a quick interview.
So far, he's with I guess, exposure to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty up there.
He's a big fish in the little internet pond.
Internet pond, huh?
Yeah, that little tiny thing we know is the internet. I asked a lot of people that I know in real life, my IRL friends.
Uh-huh.
I'd ask them, you guys ever heard of Freddie Wong? No.
Really?
Yeah, I got the same thing from coworkers. There was one guy who actually, when I said, by the fourth person that I was like, you know who Freddie Wong was, and I was like, by then my excitement for telling other people was just kind of like, whatever. So I was leaving, and then I said, I got to go and get ready for the Freddie Wong interview. He's like, you're interviewing Freddie Wong? And I was like... Yes, I am, actually.
Let me tell you all
rehyped.
Exactly. So let me tell you a little bit about his story, because we're close friends. You know, we go way back.
Oh, man. No offense to Freddie, because I'm sure he's like one of the busiest people we've had the chance to interview, too. It was very interesting dealing with a guy who put us on a very strict time limit. He had like a handler that we went through. But overall, I mean, when it came down to talking and being on the interview, he was great.
Yeah, he was awesome. I wish we could do like a 2-hour show with him.
I know. We got more great guests to come. We got one that we can pretty much confirm.
Barack Obama will be here on the 22nd,
the President of the United States.
Oh, we just missed him, guys. He already left California.
and he's doing it via Skype.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he thought he was going to be here.
The president is not welcome in this house.
They wouldn't even clear this place for any type of...
he'd get asbestos. Actually, next week we are going to have Ashley Burch on the show.
Yeah.
And that's someone we've also followed their career for way before this podcast was conceived. You were always telling me about Hey Ash, what you're playing.
Hilarious. Her brother Anthony writes the show with her. I believe she writes some episodes as well. But they literally started with their earlier episodes looked very indie. I got a camcorder, let's do this thing. And it was good.
Good writing, good humor. She has a very unique sense of humor, and we're gonna, I'm sure, get a load of it, because I was late to the Ashley Burch train. I wasn't too aware of her until Borderlands.
I was on her from the beginning.
She's been on doing a lot of voice acting since then.
And that was my favorite character, Tiny Tina. That's the only reason I cared to look up who it was.
She played it very well. She played it very, very well.
So look forward to that. What else we got coming down the pipe? Aaron. Is that it? We got a video coming out?
Literally today.
Oh, it's coming out today?
Yeah, it should be uploading.
But I thought we needed to throw the Nerd Reactor intro on.
Yeah, you can do that in a second. It's like one second, and then you upload, and I'm done.
That's going to be our booty episode, or the booty thing, where Aaron and I share some booty. We filmed it, and that's about that.
And there you have it.
There you have it. So we got a lot to cover today. We're going to jump into the news right away because also if you listen to the last show, we talked about Unity, which is huge. It's a staple. It's one of the most popular engines because it's free to use, right?
Yeah, as long as you're not making above a certain amount.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you don't get shown, you know, out to the world.
Yeah, so...
Undercover.
It's still huge out there for creativity, and everybody out there who's a huge gamer, if you're listening to a video game podcast, there can't be a moment, or you have had that moment of wanting to create a video game, and Unity enables that. So the big news was that they were going to be bought, right?
They were up on the market right now. That was the news the last time, is they were up on the market and they had some suitors out there, mainly, well, the rumor was Google.
Ooh.
And, you know, Google are the big boys, so if they want something, they'll buy it.
Oh, they'll get it.
Have you seen that Google movie, by the way?
No, I haven't. Which one?
Where the intern?
No.
It's one giant Google commercial.
Is it really?
One giant Google
They bought
commercial.
Steve Vaughn?
Yes.
Or not Steve Vaughn. What the hell's his name? Vince Vaughn.
They bought Vince Vaughn. And...
Owen
Wilson?
Yeah, that's Broken Nose guy.
Yes. Okay, now I know what you're talking
about. So you know if they wanted something, they would buy it. They just bought a movie.
Last week, reports emerged that a successful cross-platform engine company, Unity, was courting buyout offers. According to the company's co-founder and chief of technology, that's not the case. Joachim Ante, who co-founded the company in 2004, with David Helgeson. Helgeson?
That's David Hasselhoff.
That's David Hasselhoff's even more German.
David Helgeson.
Helgeson. And basically they're saying that, in a brief statement, we always wanted to make a game engine that is accessible to everyone, to give customers an equal chance to develop great games and compete with larger players. In other words, democratize the game development. Go. I can do it.
Sound it out.
That's exactly what happened, too.
Democratize.
Democratize. Yes.
Democratis.
Bitch, you guessed it.
There.
You was right.
That's sad. That's so sad.
I've listened to that song a few times. I went from, like, thinking it was just a terrible joke of a song.
Uh-huh.
To actually be like, oh, this is pretty good.
That's what it does. That's exactly what it does to you.
Who is it?
I don't even know what we're talking about, and I don't think I want to know.
OG Mako.
Yeah, some rapper. If you don't got nothing better to do, go listen to
You Guessed It.
The role we now have in the games industry has been noticed by other companies, and today we have partnerships and collaborations with many of them, and these partners have enabled us to make it even better for you guys. For example, offering you access to even more platforms in Unity at no extra cost. Sometimes when we talk to our partners, discussions turn into talks of acquisition. Our response has always been that for Unity, it's best to be an independent company. This has been true for the last 10 years and is equally true today. To sum it up, we have no plans to sell Unity. That's great news.
That is very great news, because if you're out there and you're making a game halfway through and you're like, oh crap, Nintendo just bought Unity. That means they're probably going to have to take it off of PC, Mac, iOS, Android, Sony's, you know, platforms, Microsoft. That's a whole bunch of crap.
It's going to be a mess if you have to change your ownership kind of legal talk and everything.
I mean, there's been talks of making a video game, and I think, you know, video game bang, if we were to make a game, what would it be like, Aaron?
I think it would be a real-time... text adventure.
I think so too. I mean, I think that's what people have been craving for.
Yeah, I don't think you see enough of them in the industry yet.
I'm tired of these turn-based text adventures. Let's reward
typing. They're terrible. Yeah, they're terrible.
It took too long to type. Now you just died.
Yeah, see?
The wolf caught up. It ate you.
That's why you need the real-time ones.
We should make a text adventure called Too Long Did Not Read.
Yeah. That game would be so fast. Game over.
The intro would just be like a 5-page thing.
Yeah, and then you just too long didn't read it.
There was an article that I was going to read online, and I ended up not reading it online.
Because it was too long and
it
intimidated
was definitely,
you?
Definitely too long. But it was just like, it was like, what's missing from genres in video games right now? What's the big thing? Like, is there something in RPGs that we're missing out on? Is there something in shooters that we're missing out on?
Did you at least read the conclusion?
No, I did not.
He's like, got it.
Why did you even bring this up then?
Because
In fact, it wasn't a real article. I just dreamed it.
Yeah. That's what happened. No, actually, I had the article all ready to go and everything like that. But then I was like, you guys don't want to hear about anything like that.
I do want to hear about that. That's awful.
Maybe not on the show, but I definitely want to see
what
that.
What do we think is missing, though? Do you think games are too complicated?
Complicated?
Yeah.
No. You know why? You know why I think? Because I watched that stupid kids react thing. And those kids were having the stupidest, difficult time with Mario 1.
Yeah, but could it be because they were too, like, oh, man, I was going to give you some enlightening shit that was going to change your lives. I had no idea what you're playing was going to happen. We got to get rid of that. What You're Playing brought to you by Skittles. Taste the rainbow, and we have a very riveting round, I think. David, I don't even know if you've been playing games. David, have you been playing games?
Oh, he's been playing games.
Not video
playing
games.
that means sex.
No.
He's like Scrabble.
No. Yeah, he's like Scrabble.
I was teaching my girlfriend how to play Magic the Gathering.
You lucky bastard.
I know, right?
Did you get
it was amazing.
Did you guys get that card? What's that with the Lotus? Have you seen that card? It's like a... Purple Lotus, some stupid rare
the
car.
Black Lotus. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
the
yeah,
Black
yeah.
Lotus.
No, I'm not going to buy
Did
that.
You see that video?
I never seen it, but I'm well aware of the car.
I just saw the video of the guy doing his YouTube video stuff of him unboxing stuff, and then he always holds the deck upside down so he doesn't see the last card.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing gloves, and he's
oh,
like...
Oh, my God.
And so he's going through all the cards. It's a 9-minute video. He's going through all the cards. And he's like, all right, we're back. We're down to the... you know, the rare or whatever, the
yeah,
ultra,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he flips it. Oh my God.
Oh my God. God.
he's like, oh, I pulled, you called it.
Yeah.
To some guy off screen.
You know what? You see those videos where someone gets the most rare card and they're like, oh my God, we called it. Yeah, we did. Because every time you open a pack, it runs through your head. It could be.
Yeah.
You have to hope.
Yeah.
You have to, yeah.
Otherwise, why are you even buying that?
So what's so important about this Black Lotus card?
I don't even know.
You know,
you don't know what it does or
I'm
anything?
Not have
I don't even
one
fully
ever.
Understand it even. Yeah, I don't even think it's legal in a lot of game types.
No, because it's a super old car. It's like back from the alpha or the beta, right?
Yeah, and whatever it does some sort of like land advantage, I think.
That's but usually the most valuable cards.
Yeah.
On whatever the video I was watching, it said something like it was worth like 3,000 or 300,000.
Was this a recent video?
Like literally today.
Wow. Oh wait, it was posted today?
No, I just looked at it today.
So
it
yeah, been... I've seen that those go for very high values.
Yeah.
That's a little too much for a card.
But you're teaching your girlfriend to play Magic. That's awesome. I've had a wife. I still have the wife.
Wow, it was past tense.
And she refuses to play Magic the Gathering. To her, it might as well be Dungeons and Dragons.
So,
which is also fun.
This is what you should do. Help all the guys out there that
what
are trying to get their
do?
Significant other into their hobby. What was that X factor that got her to sit down and say, okay, I'll give it a try?
She's interested in me and the things that I find.
Oh, so you're saying my wife's not interested in me? That's basically what I take from that.
And no, comment. No comment. Like,
yes, actually. That
all is. Right, you're done. David just lost this round of what you're playing.
Wow.
We've been keeping score throughout the duration of the show.
I forfeit the entire duration.
And you just did.
Now.
That one mistake cost him. Aaron Carter, what have you been playing?
Lots of Smite.
Still?
I swear. I
where you been? Where's
problem,
the streaming
right?
at?
It's near the docks. That's where the stream
there's
is. The stream is
literally
the
tens of fans out there that would love to watch you play Smite.
I don't know what it is about Smite that's got me like extra playing more and more. Maybe it's the consistent release of the champions over and over.
Has there been another one since
the
tree guy?
Level.
There's about to be two more.
About two right now?
Yeah, because they just reworked over Ao Kuang.
They reskin him. He's not even a dragon anymore.
So yeah, they
really he's not a dragon.
No, he's a snake with wings, but it's not Ao Kuang. His name is Kalukakon. It's a whole new Mayan god, and they're going to take Ao Kuang and make him into another character with different move sets and everything.
I wonder why.
So they're taking the move set that they had, and they're making that a different hero.
They've already done that.
So now they're going to make.
They're going to redo.
And then they're going to take the name
yes.
and give him a full new thing.
Yeah. Give him a full new look. And
he was a
weird.
Broken character.
And then they have,
he
but now
so...
now he's not. Or now that Kalukakon with the same moveset
yeah.
is not. When you throw that hurricane around somebody, the Mighty Storm, it doesn't phase
Mighty
anything.
Storm!
Never phases
wow.
me.
Did they do too much?
we
no.
need to start a new segment. They doing too much.
No. The
at the end of each game we ask, but did they do too much?
So him, and then there's another character named Nox that's supposedly.
Have you gotten to that gold rank
bat.
Yet?
Do
they even
oh,
do gold?
Have you been doing ranked?
I haven't been doing ranked because
what?
Literally
that was the whole thing. Like
because when I got into
ranked.
When I got into, I want five people. I want four other people with me. I should say.
Because, why don't you just do the smaller game modes?
Because there's only two game modes in ranked. There's only Joust and...
there you go, Joust. You only
Joust,
need two people.
Yeah, I need another person. And Jerry's the only other gold, pretty much. Or the only other 30. And he's, you know, our schedules are weird. Staggered.
Oh, it's a scheduling conflict,
it's a schedule
of course.
Yeah, it's a schedule thing.
That's what happens with adults.
Yeah, exactly. It's a scheduling
conflict.
What are you playing?
Let's see. Thank you for asking. I wasn't going to tell you, but I guess
okay,
now
fine.
I will.
We don't want to no, know
no, no, I feel obligated. I've been playing Sleeping Dogs on the Xbox One.
Still?
Yeah, it's good. I want to get that review nice and refined and tight. I'm still working on it. It should be out in the next day or two. And I just bought Super Smash on the 3DS. I wanted to join the masses. Actually, honestly, what happened was, and this is something you guys all should be doing. Stop going to GameStop and find a local store and get behind that.
Have you been going to that place?
Yeah, yeah. They had their grand opening this last weekend. They had like a soft opening.
Right.
And then they did a hard opening.
Gross.
And what? That's not what it's called.
I don't think it's called a hard opening.
They had balloons. They had cookies, sodas.
Man, I missed it.
They had a fight. fighting game tournament going on.
I thought you were going to be like, they had a fight pit in the back.
Just like every good video game store. I felt obligated to go there and patronize them by giving them some money for a game. We made a good contact. We're going to actually probably be loaning out our sound system and just helping, getting involved, helping make the store all it can be.
I've actually, because there are three local game stores, like, you know, locally owned game stores.
We got the Game and Trade.
We got Game and Trade, right?
Uh-huh.
We got the Gamers Funk Lab. Yeah. Think of Gamers Funk Lab as the highest.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Then you have under that Game and Trade.
Which is pretty ghetto, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's because you've never been to the one on Norwood that Jerry just went to the other day, which is like, I don't know what it's even called, Game and Stuff.
Game and shit.
He calls me from this store because he was looking for the rare games. Remember, Game Funk was, you know.
Game Funk had this, they were doing this scavenger hunt. Yes. They had a bunch of kind of rare games on there. And so, like, we were going through trying to find places to buy the rare games to go take to the other store to trade in for a new console.
So he goes to this store, this, you know, Game and Stuff, where he gets his games and most of his stuff. And he goes in there and he's like, I'm in here. And I was like, okay, what do they got? He said, they have a full wall of PS2 games. And I was like, what else? He said, nothing else. And so he's like, there's two young Mexican guys behind the counter and they're just like really disinterested in what he's, you know, even doing. So he's like, he goes up to the counter. He's like, hey, so you guys have any PS4 games? And they're like, yeah, right up there. And so he turns around and he said, there's three PS4 games at the top. And that's it. Oh, they're like used copies. They're all, you know, just there. And he said, that's it. That's all they had in the whole store.
Terrible.
I was like, how do you even function as a business? And all you have is PS2 games.
Yeah. Gamers Funk Lab is pretty awesome. I might have my birthday party there.
Wow. Are they going to get more seats?
What do you mean? Oh, you know, they have like four big screens set up. I don't know if they're going to do more than that.
I don't know if they have the space to do more than that and still have shelf area.
Oh, that may be a problem.
Yeah, that's good problems, though. Let's
knock
fill
down
it.
The wall.
Let's keep those four filled up all the time and then start thinking about expansion. But, you know, it was a great time. But Super Smash, fun. I mean, it's everything I expected it to be.
Have you broken your thumbstick yet?
I have not. And to that effect, like, I'm getting more comfortable using it, so I'm sure it's going to break soon.
Excellent.
Because I didn't realize how much I didn't use it in the last games I've played. Like, it's creaking and stuff and rubbing still, but now it's finally getting smooth when I'm trying to do those jumps. So it's going to break in, like, a couple days.
Be sure to take pictures.
In perfect timing for that new one to come out and everything. But so that's been what I've been playing, but I want to go back to the Unity thing. We were talking about Unity not going to sell, and I was making a very profound point. Do you guys remember what it was?
Nope.
Rewind the tape and listen to it.
No.
Were talking about something.
Damn.
You might as well look back.
All right. Well, we can move on. Okay. The other big story, and this one was all over the place, and everybody who knows that I'm into geeky things felt the urge to come tell me, because this was like the hottest story, and that is that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in Captain America 3. And is this confirmed that it's going to start the Civil War, or is this just speculation?
No, well, I mean, from all sources that I've seen online, this is like the confirmation, like, yeah, this is going to lead up to...
I mean, no. Okay, I understand Captain America and Iron Man are going to be in the same movie, but has anybody said this is going to be Civil War?
Like, actually said just that sentence, this is going to be Civil War?
Yes, I want to know, has Stan Lee...
Well, first of all, Stan Lee's crazy.
It's true, you can't believe anything he says.
Yeah, he can be like, oh, this is leading into everything, and then you just... No, it's not.
No, but from the way I read the article, was it was them trying to get people on board, and the only way they can kind of get you on board, because you know Marvel is always keeping everything close to the chest whenever they're talking about any projects. So I think the only way they were getting people on board is to actually show them the bigger picture. Like, this is what we're going for.
So just you think there's some negotiation? Is this already on? Let's read the story. According to Variety source, Kevin Feige was determined to make this happen, negotiating with Downey's reps regarding his decision. The executive needed his boss to see the big picture. Considering the introduction of the Civil War story is seen as a way to drive plots of sequels and new franchises for the next 7 years. Given the dramatic possibilities the film offers, the fallout from the government and Stark's actions would factor into the Avengers 4 film, and beyond that, it would assemble new characters being introduced like Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, among many others, in the original, in their own movie, sorry. Second, the stated above how integral Civil War apparently is to the next phase of Marvel movie making. Certainly sounds like this is going to be the thread connecting the universe as the movie takes on what is a massive controversial crossover event. So yeah, Robert Downey's contract was up. They're saying there's not going to be another Iron Man. I was reading all the stuff. He was going on Ellen and saying there was going to be a new Iron Man. And then he'd go on Jimmy Fallon and say there's not going to be one.
But did you see his face on Ellen whenever she was like, so there's going to be... I just watched the clip.
I totally lost interest.
That's all I did, was just watch the clip. And he was like, yeah. And then he was just like, I'm just saying yes to say yes, basically.
Really?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Even if he doesn't do it, there's going to be another Iron Man.
Yeah. So he, in his mind, he could be like, yeah, there's going to be another Iron Man. I mean, I'm in it, but yeah, there's going to be another Iron Man.
Well, if this is what it takes to do a Civil War, I am one of the people who loves Robert Downey as Tony Stark. I don't want to see him be anything else for the rest of his career.
That's terrible.
I'm sure he might have something against that, but I don't think I'm alone in that, right?
He's a great Tony Stark.
I like him as Sherlock.
He has to be able to, like, you have to be able to move past an actor and he's to get these roles.
50, right?
He's old. Just cash in. He can make his whole life and provide for his kids and his kids' kids.
I'm sure he's already been able to do that.
I think he's been able to do that for quite some time now.
That's the one thing you find out from rich white people. They never have enough money.
I think he's got enough money.
To us, yes. To him, no. I thought they... I'll be honest, in the last Captain America movie when, and this is going to be spoilers, Black Widow was sitting before like the little government or in that trial. My heart dropped.
Why?
Because I thought that was going to start the Civil War. I thought they were going to arrest her at the end of the episode or something like that.
Time out. Why would they arrest her?
Well, because of what she was involved in. That's what she was there. She was on trial basically, and they were going to persecute her, and she was like...
Less about the superpowers thing, the whole Shields thing.
She's a normie. She has no superpowers.
I don't know. I just saw...
And besides that, everybody knows her whole... Like, the government knows her story.
Yeah.
I didn't know
she's already registered.
She's registered already.
I saw the setting and thought that's where they were heading. Registration Act. I thought Tony Stark was going to bust through the door and put her in cuffs.
This is what I don't want from... if they do a Civil War, because it seems like it'd be too soon. It seems like 2022 is when they'll do it.
You think it's too soon for the Civil War?
They haven't introduced enough characters yet. Think about the Civil War. You two both read the Civil War.
Yeah.
I have not read all of it, but there's a ton of characters in this, you know, storyline alone. And they don't all need their single movies by themselves, you know what I'm saying, to introduce them. But I don't think a lot of people just know. You can't just be like, okay, here's a Civil War movie. All right, we're doing Captain America 3. We introduced two villains or something like that and two more heroes. And then, boom, Civil War, where there's the Marvel Universe. All of a sudden, Nightcrawler comes out or something. Well, he wouldn't come out because he's freaking X-Men. But, you know, one of the people that Marvel can't actually use comes out.
Maybe this could be tied with all those stories floating around too, that Marvel's gonna have Spider-Man back, because you need Spider-Man for the Civil War.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Spider-Man's big, Fantastic Four are also big,
and that would be the two that would come back, correct? If if those rumors of Sony
isn't Fantastic Four with Fox with X-Men.
Oh, well, then screw that. Fox is the only one not playing. I mean, maybe this is their master plan, Marvel's master plan to get everybody back home. They're like, we're going to do the Civil War. This will make more money for...
We'll give you a percentage. Just give us our titles back.
Yeah, well, let us borrow the titles. Because, I mean, they let them borrow the titles.
Don't let them borrow. No.
Well, they have
you don't have to give them back.
Well, they have the thing with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch where they can be in the Avengers 3. You just can't call them mutants. So maybe it's that type of deal where, you know, let us have our... guys back because the story is so important. You're going to get a percentage of the money. You know it's going
to
make money. Look what we did with
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
World War Hulk
nobody
and
knew
stuff.
That.
I really honestly would still rather see World War Hulk and Planet Hulk before all this goes down. I think you're right. It might be a little too soon. I hope they're not rushing.
I would want to see Planet Hulk after Civil War.
But look at the timetable. We haven't even gotten the next Avengers 2 yet. And then so we're going to go through another complete round of movies before this happens.
Well, that's
going to include Daredevil's going to be done by then. Luke Kage is going to be done.
The show's going to be done.
Keep going. It's just technical difficulty.
So you're
going
to get your Netflix ones out there. So you're saying that those characters will be introduced so people will be privy to more Marvel Universe characters.
Yeah, exactly.
But the problem still lies in... Actually, everybody I think you just named were all on one side, correct?
Yeah, they're all anti-registration.
So then that means Netflix would have to come up with a registration act, pro-registration act, three-man series.
Who was all pro-registration?
Well, pro-registration were most of the big brands. So, like, you had Ant-Man.
Okay.
Tony Stark.
All right.
Miss Marvel was in there.
She hasn't been introduced.
No, she hasn't.
The Fantastic Four was split, too, because they had Mr. Fantastic.
They started as a pro-registration, and then they split after.
Yeah, that's right. And then Spider-Man played both sides of the field.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, though.
There was a lot of both sides of the field players, wasn't there? Because wasn't She-Hulk the same thing?
No, She-Hulk was, I think,
she committed
the whole time.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of the staples of the series, but like you said, it just might be a little too...
Is very controversial. Like, I don't know how you would do that in a single movie. You'd have to make it into at least two movies and then do it from one perspective. So, like, you do the Captain America movie where it's all the anti-registration people, and then you do the Avengers movie. All right,
David, we're going to cut you short. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Amber.
He's about to go into a full Monty.
You're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Cass Anvar Altair Ibn La'ahad from Assassin's Creed Revelation, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade.
This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings, this is Lord Brevin, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Plus five, awesome.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Done.
It worked perfectly. It's
game over, man. Game over.
See, that's why we gotta steer this ship, because we all know when that music starts to kick down is when the thing's about to end. It's all right. David's only been on the show like 15 times.
So let me break this down. Peter Parker started it out. Like, we don't have time for this.
But what we do have time for is more Video Game Bang. Thanks for sticking around during the break. That is usually the time we take to freshen up.
Wow, that makes it sound weird.
Yeah, it does. But it is weird. So we got Bang Bites, everybody, and still no Bang Bite theme song.
Well, you have Kyle McGuire on cell phone.
Kyle McGuire moved away. He packed up and left the show.
I'm sorry. The internet is the great connector in the world, right?
What is this? The what?
You can download, upload. You can Skype. You can do all sorts of things now.
It's kind of hard. You know what happened to me today for the first time in forever is my gold membership ran out on Xbox.
Happened to me 6-7 months ago, and I haven't looked back.
I mean, that's happened to me before, but the part that never happened before is that when I looked at my bank account to, you know, re-up, I was broke.
Wow.
So for the first time, I understand what it's like to be the rest of you guys in the crew.
Oh.
I wouldn't say I'm as much as broke when it comes to gaming.
Oh, man. Well, I'm definitely not going to pull a Noel and like trade in a bunch of games just to get a couple more months.
Wow.
So I got to wait until payday, which was really disheartening because it sounded like my friends were having a really fun time on Destiny.
Are they, though?
Now, you posted that article about comparing Destiny to Phantasy Star.
I did.
And what did you think? Did you agree
and
with that?
Well, no, see, because when I read the article, or when I read the little chart, I was reading it to Noel, who has played the game already.
He's played both, right?
Yes, he's played both. And he didn't see the chart first, and when I was just reading it off to him, the similarities, he was like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, was this in storyline or just like in gameplay?
This is in gameplay, sir.
Oh, man.
Three classes, three races. You got a robot floating around on the side of you. The classes are only specific when it comes to their special ability that they get every so often.
So did Phantasy Star have the amount of success, would you say, as we are currently seeing go on with Destiny?
I would probably say yeah, because it spawned massive amount of sequels. Because this was a whole new way. Before Phantasy Star Online, there was just the Phantasy Star, I think, trilogy, maybe there was three of them. Phantasy Star 1, 2, and 3 on the Sega Genesis, and those were turn-based RPGs like Final Fantasy on the Super Nintendo and stuff like that, top-down, old-school graphics. Then they moved and they switched this game up to a totally new thing, third-person action RPG, multiple weapons.
So is this a bad thing? Is this comparison bad?
No. I'm saying it's been done.
Oh, okay.
And what's kind of
irritating... But it was done well before.
Yeah, well, what's kind of irritating when I read that, because I haven't played Destiny yet. I mean, like, sit down and, like, full out play it. I played a little bit here. But, like, you know, there's a difference between just demo and
there is.
So what was kind of irritating is just like, okay, so then if they were able to break it down that well and this quick, you know, and not just one or two things that are similar, but a whole bunch of stuff that's similar in between the games.
So are you saying, are you going to make the claim to say that they ripped off Destiny?
No. Okay. You mean ripped off Phantasy Star?
Yeah. Destiny ripped off Fantasy Star.
No.
But yes, the other way around.
Nothing is ever 100% new. But, and of course, the way you do things makes it, Corey Vincent here? The way you do things are, you know, it makes it for a better game, I guess.
Yeah.
But the problem that I had was just, man, it just felt like, okay, I'm going to go walk into the same thing. I know, a Borderlands Phantasy Star.
Yeah.
So then, like, what's the draw?
I mean, it's fun. That's the thing. The game is just fun. It's well constructed. The combat is just fun. You could play the same part, but different things.
That's why I really
happen
wish,
each time.
I really wish there were more AAA titles out, like right now. So
we can then go back.
So
well,
then
time
you can
will
just
tell.
Because just remember, you were on the phone. We were on the phone when Gamer Funk Lounge, our lab was open or had their opening, and I was researching the scavenger hunt, looking for the game, stuff like that. And then one of the clues was, you know, the game came out October 18th, 1985. I looked that up, and there were 17 games that came out on that day. All of them were launch titles for the regular Nintendo. That is like almost unheard of nowadays.
That's a lot of damn games
for a launch of a system. Like, come on now. And you know, Super Nintendo or regular Nintendo came with two controllers right out the box.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things like that just...
I got the bundle that had the light gun and two games, so you have the Duck Hunt. And
people
your...
are simpler nowadays. They just want Call of Duty.
No, that's not... No, people are not don't. Simpler. People want more. And they... It's,
with the Rebel Yell,
it's
they
so,
want more,
it's so,
more.
It's just so sad to me that I've seen the decrease of quality, I should say, over the years.
Yeah, well... You know, they just need to make some better games. We got a lot of creative people out there making those good games on the indie scene. Like, pretty soon, like, imagine if 1985 Aaron would have gotten No Man's Sky or something, or been told about the possibilities of a game like No Man's Sky. You wouldn't believe him.
Would you believe, or would you say that the bar has already been set for how good games can be?
No.
Okay, so that, because I wouldn't definitely even come close to thinking that. So then... Do you think it's just companies and time schedules and money restriction that's keeping these games from being...
I think it's really the fault of people's imagination.
How?
I don't think people have really... I mean, that's hard to say. Because there are, like we keep saying, there are indie people... Indians, as I like to call
them.
Yeah,
there are Indians.
There are Indians out there making great games and making really innovative and really fun games. On a AAA scale, though, it just doesn't seem to be happening because they go where the dollars are, and the dollars are in Call of Duty and Destiny.
That's sad.
It's like a bell curve.
Yeah.
A what?
You have your bell, it's a standard distribution, a bell
curve.
Oh,
bell. Oh, okay.
Most of the money is in the middle with the average games, like your Call of Duty. And then, like, you have the high-end games that you put a lot of money into, but, like, not very many people find them or are just as interested. Because they go to more of a niche, like, target audience.
I believe it's niche.
So how do we push that the top of that bell towards the middle?
By having a podcast and talking about very good games that you may not have heard about. And letting people know that sometimes the big AAA titles that get the commercials aren't always the best.
Because sometimes you will get those gems. I would say Minecraft is that one in the century.
That really, well, that one exploded to become, yeah.
Because it was a very small game, and then, yeah, it made its way to the masses.
Spawned huge creativity.
Huge.
That we haven't even gotten to really collect on the fruits of that yet.
And it's ridiculous. And now that opened the door to No Man's Sky, I would say. And then the countless remake type of games of Minecraft.
Yeah.
And then even to some point, Project Spark, I would say.
Bang Bite number one, World of Warcraft subscriptions jump 600,000 in advance of Warlords of Draenor.
And they will drop 600,000 about a month after that DLC comes out.
Yeah, because you're going to have all the people who've been around forever that are going to have some game-breaking thing that they hate. And...
I don't understand how people are still like really just playing that game. From what I've heard, it's been opened up to where more people... are playing it easier, I would say.
Yes.
It was very difficult when I first got on. And from the changes that I've heard, especially like getting mounts and stuff like that, it's just like everything is so easy. So I'm like, where's the fun then?
Do we have anybody in our crew, in our cutting crew, that is interested or in a WoW phase right now?
Not that I know of, no.
But well, they always slip in and out. It is seriously like a drug.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. I played through just the trial version. And then it was just too much running back and forth and doing the same thing. It's nothing I hadn't done in another game that I like better already.
Yeah, like
that I didn't have to pay for each month.
Like Destiny.
Like Destiny.
Ah, yeah.
Story number two. New Sora ability and more Mega Evolutions revealed for Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Have you seen that trailer?
Nope.
Isn't it cheating when a legendary Pokemon Mega Evolves?
Kinda.
It seems
broken.
Going from overkill to Mega Overkill.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, what's the Sora ability?
The Sora ability actually looks like you're on a full 3D map and you just fly around. So
you actually know more like cutscenes. I want to fly to this city.
Nope, you're moving your whatever that little bird looking.
Pidgeotto.
No, it was one of the legendaries. There's a blue and a red one. They kind of look like...
Oh, Ho-Ho.
You can only be on Ho-Ho.
No, it wasn't Ho-Ho. It
Lugia.
Had like a Lugia type of look to it.
Articuno.
No. Somebody.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
No. Yeah, like I said, there's a red
or
a blue
okay.
one.
I got it.
Charizard.
It looks like Lugia.
I don't know the name.
Okay.
Pikachu.
But you know, terrible.
I got it now.
So, but also, while you're in the sky, there's like these dark clouds that you can fly into, and there's rare Pokemon in there
Ooh.
As well. So they didn't just make it
they
to where...
They better not just have some like random Sandshrew or something floating in a cloud.
Floating in a dark cloud.
How did I get here, man?
That's terrible.
I'd catch that Sandshrew. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Adds a little bit more. I don't know.
I don't know if it'll get me to buy the new one. I mean,
you're not going to buy that? I thought that was just a given.
No, that I was going to buy it?
Yes.
No. I skipped generations. Like the last one got me through a giant fix that I needed to have. And when I get that fix in another two generations, maybe I'll go back and buy the one that has Sora.
Wow.
Let's see. Resident Evil to hit television after the next film.
That's the next frontier for franchises, I think.
Going to television?
Are they get the same actress?
No. Last time she was on TV was...
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, she was probably All My Children.
Really?
No, I don't know. Okay. But she was on Married with Children.
No.
Guarantee you. Google it.
Google it, people.
She played a foreign exchange student.
Oh, wow. Will Wentworth Miller be in it is the question.
No.
Wasn't he Chris Redfield?
He's too busy being Captain Cold in Flash.
He's going to be Captain Cold for like two episodes. It's going to go...
Captain Cold is... He's the Mr. Freeze to Flash, so he can't just die, and then they'll be like, oh, okay.
He is one of the main villains, along with Captain Boomerang, the Rogues.
The Rogues, yeah. He's one of the Rogues.
And the Mirror Master.
Captain Cold, Captain Boomerang, Captain Houseplant.
Wow.
I'm good at creating bad guys.
The Flash does have some pretty lame bad guys. Captain...
He has the worst bad guys.
He does.
Captain Futon.
He's fast. He should just be able to disarm everybody before they can do anything.
Yeah.
No one should be.
But people are loving the show already.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're missing.
I gotta catch
up.
Season 2 of Arrow is on Netflix. I'm working my way through that so I can be caught up.
You're missing so much.
I'm gonna catch up.
No, not fast enough for Flash.
Wow.
He's so... And they're doing already what you don't pick up. It was when they're just dropping the little names of other characters.
I don't even care in DC. I caught a few of them in Arrow. Like, when they took away the dude's badge and made him just like a police officer, his badge number was like DC-52 or something like that.
Oh, the cop, the dad, I mean?
Yeah. And then in that same episode, they bust into some dude's hotel and it's Hotel Room 52. I know what you're doing.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah. You'd be trying too hard. That's going to be... We're going to start a new segment.
I watched...
And the other segment we're going to start is called Bitch You Guessed It.
Wow. I watched the new season of that one, too, and I was driving home. And Steven texted me and said, the Arrow is amazing, the new season or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. I almost crashed because I had to read your freaking text.
Oh, my God. Don't text and drive, people. Don't text
and
drive.
Do not text and drive at all.
It's not worth it.
But the Arrow season, whatever, 4, whatever we're on, is definitely worth it. I love the direction that they're going in. It's so good.
I love how in between season 1 and 2, he learned how to rappel. Like, he shoots his arrow and then all of a sudden just launches off to the building top.
Well, they've got to move it forward. There's going to be metahumans. He's got to repel sometime now.
I was going to say, but that's kind of the thing.
Is he going to lose his arm?
You mean Arsenal?
No, I mean Green Arrow. Is he going to lose his arm?
Not that I know of.
Okay, fine.
I don't think they're going to go down that path. No.
Yeah, kind of like in Walking Dead, because doesn't Rick lose an eye or...
He loses a hand.
Yeah, his hand, that's
his
right.
Son loses an eye.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
But, you know, in the series, they'll probably never do that.
Which is so stupid.
You want it to be exactly like the comic books? That's stupid.
I want them to prove to me that I don't know what's going to happen at all.
You don't know what's going to happen
at
all.
Yeah, I do. I just told you the last episode.
Yeah, but that's speculation.
Okay. All right. When just get prepared for it, everybody. Kleenex sales will go up at least 10% because the Asian guy is going to die.
The views of Aaron Carter on Video Game Bang, right? Bang is not the views. Yeah, see, he should have died a long ass time ago.
I know, and this is making it even more of a heart tugger whenever he gets the bat to the back of the head, which I know he almost did and did not.
Bandai Namco announces new free-to-play tank battler battle line, Steel Warfare.
Trying to steal a little of the
World of Tanks.
World of Tanks Thunder.
Ooh,
yeah,
I wonder if they're scared.
I don't know why.
No, I don't think they are.
Why would you compete over a free to play game?
Well, World of Tanks has been doing surprisingly very well. I played the new tanks at E3, and it was kind of it's not my game, but I for some reason a lot of people online really like
BJ Penn's game.
Who was BJ Penn?
BJ Penn, the UFC fighter. I have no idea why he was a spokesperson for World of Tanks. They sit him in front of the little thing. He's a little Hawaiian guy. You know, he's older. He's really like a legend of fighting. But he was talking, like in the interview, he was just talking about fighting the whole time. And then at the very end, he was like, you know, I fight for a living. I've been fighting my whole life. I'm a fighter. You know, I just fight people. That's what I do. I punch people in the face and they fall down. And and that's just like World of Tanks.
Yeah, there you go. Similarities.
At the very end of the interview, he's like, oh, yeah, World of Tanks. Is that who's paying me?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so that's just the same as fighting.
So that's why they chose BJ Penn.
Speaking of BJs, Tetris Ultimate coming. Let me try that again. I was so humored by my joke.
That's so bad.
Tetris Ultimate coming first for 3DS and then other platforms later. Wow, another
Tetris.
Get
excited, everybody. It's about time. We needed another Tetris.
What makes Tetris Ultimate better than regular old Tetris.
Instead of 15 levels, there's 16.
Is that serious?
I have no idea.
You serious? You could change the camera view to be like going.
Why would you ever want to, why would you ever want to change the camera view? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know. Changing the puzzle pieces wasn't hard enough for some
And
people.
For those who, cause you, oh, for everybody, because you couldn't see, he made a top-down motion. So that means you're looking top-down, and you don't know what's going on. You don't know what shape you have. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
We're talking about the lack of creativity in video games. Someone make that game.
Somebody walks into the office and says that. They're fired, right, instantly. Why don't we make Tetris top-down? Down.
First person.
So bad. So bad.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
No one would buy that for a dollar.
I would not.
Number six, RuneScape collectible card game coming in 2015.
If you're a huge RuneScape fan, which
I remember playing for a month in high school.
More cards to buy.
Yeah, I don't know. The card trading card game genre to me is... It's a little, I don't want to offend anybody out there but I'm going to.
Keeping in mind, you were huge into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, now see, here's the thing.
And you had, and I'll here's say, you had more Yu-Gi-Oh cards at the time than I currently have Magic
Here's the
cards.
Thing, here's the thing. I played Yu-Gi-Oh in high school, and then after high school, I, of course, continued to play. There was still nothing wrong. The game was still fair and balanced. And then I got a job working with the youth, and I passed... You know, all the stuff onto them, and we played because I was running an after school program. So after they did their homework and all that stuff, it was kind of a reward, and that's what got me, you know, for playing it for consistently for a long period of time. But then I stopped for a good like 6 years, didn't play, picked it back up because, you know, I met some new people that were into it. But then when I went to a comic book store that was having a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Oh, God, this ruins it, yeah.
Me and Steven walked right out there, and we saw that world. And it was like, this is not
It's a special kind of
me.
People. It is a special kind of people at those events. And you know,
I was hyped for it, though.
But the thing about going to those tournaments is you take the good, you take the bad.
No, there's no good.
You put them together, and then you have... a pretty decent tournament.
No, I was like, this is, I was really hyped for
you
it,
can tell who's gonna kick your ass right when you sit down and you look across that table and you see like the expression on his face or how many pimples he has.
Wow.
And then they'll usually beat the shit out of you. Then you get like someone who's a girl or something. Like, I am undefeated in Magic the Gathering tournaments against women. I'm not trying to say women are not
saying?
As good at Magic, but the ones that I've encountered have not been as good at Magic.
Hashtag woman beats Corey. That's what we need. We need a challenge. Right,
any female Magic the Gathering players out there want to challenge themselves, I guess, I am undefeated.
It is literally a different world with those trading card game guys, though.
Oh,
it's
a different
world, and it's a world that I couldn't be a part of.
It could sound like it's a world of, like...
It's a different realm. It literally is a different realm. And it's not, I'm not saying it's a realm that's bad. For those that are really into it and they love their game, stuff like that, thumbs up. Go all out. It's just one that I didn't feel comfortable, I guess.
Hmm.
You know, sitting down and doing it. I did one tournament, I think, my whole Yu-Gi-Oh! Career. And it was like... force feeding me the nastiest food I've ever had. But it was just like, okay, I can
you
see.
Also don't like to lose, and let's just see, did you win any of
the
matches?
No, it wasn't even about losing. Mm-hmm. It was not about losing. The game and the people that played it with me, I mean, I think they've gone back, some of them gone back, but they quit too because they just saw how unbalanced the game got. Yu-Gi-Oh! At least. Okay. Magic, I've heard, is a little more balanced.
DC announces digital first Mortal Kombat X and Fable's Wolf Among Us comics.
Put that in there for you because I know you're a Mortal Kombat fan, and I put that in there because Gondo's a Fable
fan,
right?
Hey.
So I was playing
Fonzie.
To both crowds.
It works out well because Fables is actually going to end soon.
Oh.
So just going to digital first, so it's eventually going to come out to print. Do they know how big of a lead time they're going to have on them?
No.
So you didn't did no research and development on these stories?
I did development, just no research.
I could care less. I mean, I love Mortal Kombat. I don't see myself getting into the comics, though.
What I don't understand is, isn't there a different story with each Mortal Kombat that comes out?
No. No. Yes. Yes. Kind of.
Yes.
I mean, there's inconsistencies.
Yes.
Just like everything else.
Mm,
but they do
not
a pretty
in the storyline of Tetris.
I think, but to be fair, in the most recent Mortal Kombat, was it 9?
Mm.
I think 9 was the most recent one. They really did, and you watched all the cutscenes. You saw the story mode unfold, right?
Yes.
So they kind of like went back and were like, all right, that was all just pretend. We're going to kind of retell the story the way hindsight makes it seem okay. And then going forward, I think we're going to have a more structured storyline.
Mm, yeah. Another 10 years when they're trying to reboot the
franchise.
Oh,
man,
again.
Fuck. We screwed it up again. Let's go back.
Exactly.
Again.
Jax is the new main character now. And he doesn't have his left arm. That's it. Yeah.
So, I like the idea, though, because I did always like the lore. I mean, they did a great job, especially in the storyline of the more recent one, of cleaning those things up. And we'll see if they can continue it on. I mean, DC doing the comic book is supposed to be a prequel, to my understanding. It's going to lead up to what's going on in the game.
Yeah, but, okay, so say they do keep the same storyline then that they've had for, you know, the longest. Why do I want to read this?
Well, I mean, now it can go forward into a new direction than it was going before. Instead of killing off Luke Kang and doing all a bunch of weird stuff.
Luke Cage.
Well, I mean, it depends on what the artwork is, too. Maybe you just want to collect your favorite paraphernalia of your characters.
Yeah, you Aaron, you dick. Did you ever think about that? Artwork? Huh?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. That's why. That's why you're doing it. That's why. Okay.
Digital artwork on your computer.
I'd better print one myself, but that's me.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Blu-ray.
So get your Pirate Bay favorite tabs
no.
ready. Once it goes to Blu-ray.
I got the soundtrack already. I'm going to be blasted in my car getting jammed for this.
It's going to be good, you know. I want to see some of the extras that's going to come out of there, you know. Little.
Are you really going to torrent it? You're not going to give them your hard-earned cash?
I don't torrent movies. That's for real.
Okay.
I do not torrent.
So that was
I don't think you can get the extras.
That was all in jest.
Yeah, that was definitely all in jest.
Yeah, it's kind of soon, isn't it? Don't they usually make you? Or it'll probably come around just in time for Christmas, huh?
Probably.
Capitalize. Because if they were to wait till another season like next year, I don't think the hype would still be around it. But everybody's still... And myself included, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Baby Dancing Groot. I'm hooked. I like it.
Hooked on a feeling?
That's where he was going.
I totally missed
going.
That one.
That's
I had no
sad.
Idea.
So sad.
let's see. Men arrested for smuggling cocaine inside an Xbox.
It's about time. It's literally about time.
And
there is so much empty space in an Xbox.
Yeah.
You can fit all kinds of stuff
Why
in
hasn't this happened before?
You know, this is the first time just someone's got caught.
There's
drugs in my Xbox right now.
For every enemy,
I believe that.
For every enemy that America has, we should offer a large amount of Xboxes filled with explosives and be like, here you go, we're friends.
That'd be brilliant.
Boom. I just solved
all
your problems.
Microsoft wants to be part of this plan.
I just solved all your problems, Barack. You're welcome.
They need to time it to the ending of a very good game, though. So at least they can go out like... with a bang.
So Halo. They're all sitting and playing Halo 2.
Not the ending. Just like the first time you get rocketed.
Oh,
that would suck so bad. Oh. They'd be like, oh, crap. Man, I just got killed. Was that ticking?
Yeah.
It just boom.
Is that ticking? Because, of course, every bomb has to tick.
Yeah.
And it has to light up with a little neon light.
That's how I would do it. Because ticking, ticking, they get curious, they start pressing the power button. <'Cause that's... laughs> They're like, crap. Then they call in customer service.
Oh, God. You know, if this happens, like if some kid puts some firecrackers in an Xbox and gives it to his buddy and it explodes, we're in trouble.
Don't do this, people.
They're going to say,
this
like,
you...
as heard on the wildly popular video game.
Wow.
Bang.
Now
don't put explosives in your Xbox.
And you know, if we ended up on the news, they wouldn't pronounce our name right. Because if you're telling people about the show and you listen to the show, the show is clearly Video Game Bang. Game Bang, you perverts.
They'd call us the Gang Bang. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they call on the streets we are called the Game Bang.
They'd be like, in recent episode of Video Orgy, there was some type of explosive
video sex crime.
Yeah, exactly. Video SVU, there was a discussion about explosives.
I recently betrayed my moral ethics code, and I fell in line with a trend going on Twitter. And so if you don't know basically what happens, if you're on Twitter around holiday time, around Halloween and Christmas usually, you change your name, not your Twitter handle, but the name that shows up by it, to be seasonal.
I did not know that.
So okay. There's this guy I follow, Joshua Gillespie. He changed his name to Joshua Gillespie.
Okay.
And it's really clever.
I mean, All right.
It's so funny. So we did it. And so we are now Vampire Ghoul Boo.
Okay.
That's not clever?
Mm.
I thought of it all by myself.
Your name is Vampire Ghoul Boo?
No.
The Video Game Bang.
The Video
Bang
Game
name.
Bang official page has been changed to Vampire Ghoul Boo.
I do not endorse this.
Yeah, me neither. It has still nothing to do with the... I don't get the video game part, though.
Yeah, man.
If you looked at it, it'd be like...
You'd be trying too hard.
Yeah, there we go!
No!
There we go!
Bet you guessed
Gondo.
It!
Gondo. Definitely. You'd be trying too hard.
That sucks.
That and this week's You Be Trying Too Hard was brought to you by Corey.
Last bang bite we got on the docket is that Marvel's New York Comic-Con panel for Daredevil is now online.
You can go and watch it and see all the discussion of it and everything like that. Did you see the first screenshot of Daredevil?
I did not.
And his costume?
No.
Is it the yellow costume?
No, it's actually apparently his practice or training costume. So all it is he's in a black ninja suit, and then he has a...
Does he have a blindfold on?
A giant blindfold.
Yeah, it's like a hoodie.
Yeah, it's like a hoodie blindfold, yeah.
So they can't see that he can't see?
Just turn off the lights. It's fine. It's the same thing.
What do you mean turn out the lights? Are they going to turn out the lights of the city so he can go fight crime?
I thought this was the training outfit, so he's just going to be like in a dojo. Just turn off the lights so you can train with him.
Oh. Nah,
he was on a rooftop. In that picture. So, like, he's...
He's probably just Batman. Up there with Stick.
Oh, Matt Murdock.
Maybe.
I'm looking forward to that one, though. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's a mini series, so you don't have anything to lose, really.
I almost like went off into a tangent at the
end
of the show.
I have a story about
No, we got to end the show. Thank you guys all for listening to this week's Video Game Bang. We'll see you next week with Ashley Birch.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Bang,
bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.